it's Christy with the Laugh or Cry podcast, and there's so much going on in the news right now. They just announced the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees for 2023, and I'm excited because it's a lot of names I know. Some people I'm not super familiar with, but I know every name that's listed, which is great. Missy Elliott, Willie Nelson, Kate Bush, Iron Maiden, Cyndi Lauper, Soundgarden, Sheryl Crow, and George Michael are just some of them that are nominated this year for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So you got country, you've got hip-hop, rock, metal, pop, grunge, soul, you name it. So there has been released 14 artists that they are going to vote, and then 8 will be selected from what I understand. I think so. Others that are considered for the induction is Rage Against the Machine, The Spinners, A Tribe Called Quest, The White Stripes, the late Warren Zevon, and Joy Division / New Order. Now, if Missy Elliott makes it, she'll become the first female hip-hop artist in the Hall of Fame, which is great. And some people are like, oh, you know, she said in a statement, Missy Elliott, this is an incredible honor. I'm so humbled and grateful to be counted amongst all the incredible honorees. I've spent my career making the kind of music I love, and it means so much to know that I've touched others as well. See, and I love that, the humility, the humbleness. Oh, it's amazing. Now, some of these artists released their first commercial recordings for at least the last 25 years to be eligible to be inducted. So when I hear some of those names, I'm blown away. I'm like, what? Rage Against the Machine has been around 25 years? And then I do the math and I'm like, oh, I saw them at Lollapalooza, the opening act on the main stage in 1993, which in my mind, 1993 was 5 years ago, 10 years tops. So I am living in a little bit of denial. And all of these artists have made like a huge impact with their music on generations, and countless others have followed in their footsteps. So it's pretty amazing. 8 of these nominees are going to be on the ballot for the very first time. Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, Joy Division, New Order, Cyndi Lauper, George Michael, Willie Nelson, The White Stripes, and Warren Zevon. And this is the first year of eligibility for Missy Elliott and The White Stripes. Again, I'm like, The White Stripes have been around for 25 years? What? Now, Warren Zevon, he's been eligible since 1994. And Billy Joel led a push for his entry, writing to the nominating committee urging them to consider him. So I'm surprised he's another one that I can't believe hasn't made it yet. The Spinners aren't on there yet? That's amazing to me. Cyndi Lauper made a statement saying, seeing my name on this year's ballot with so many talents that I admire means so much to me. It has been a lifetime privilege, to reach so many different kinds of fans with a message of following your own path and having fun along the way, too. Man, if anybody followed their own path, it was her. Now, when she first came out with Girls Just Want to Have Fun, did you think that her career would last 40 years or so? Amazing. Tribe Called Quest and Bush were nominated last year but didn't make the cut, but now they're back on it again. Some people are thinking Kate Bush, it might be due to a new wave of popularity from the show Stranger Things with that song Running Up That Hill. It's so funny to hear new kids going on about music that I knew about 30 plus years ago. So I'm excited to see people liking that kind of music. Now, the inductees are going to be announced in May, and the ceremony will take place in the fall. And nominees will be voted on by more than 1,000 artists, historians, music professionals, and fans can vote online or in person at the museum with the top 5 picks. So I think it's your top 5, who you think your 5. I don't know that I could narrow it down to 5. Last year, Dolly, she was going to turn it down, but there was so much overwhelming desire for her to be in it, she finally accepted it. I don't know who I would vote for. Who's my picks? If I gun to my head right now, I would say for sure I would vote for Iron Maiden, Cyndi Lauper, Soundgarden, so that's 3. The Spinners, I mean, come on, they've been around forever. They should be on it. I love Joy Division because you don't hear a lot of New Wave getting on there. Warren Zevon's pretty awesome too. But okay, I mean, they're all great and I think they all definitely deserve the honors. For me, I got Willie Nelson though too. I mean, he's got a great body of work. All right, Willie Nelson, Iron Maiden, Cyndi Lauper. Oh, but then George Michael's amazing too. It's so hard. That is so hard to narrow down those 14 amazing. I wish we could pick 8. 8, I could maybe make it a little bit better. But, so go ahead, look for that in May to, or I think maybe the voting, I'm assuming since they announced it, the voting starts now. So you should be able to go, I think, to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's website and maybe vote from there. But a devastating hit today. Hard rock legend Ozzy Osbourne has announced that he's canceling his 2023 tour dates in the UK and Europe. And I'm surprised he was even considering doing, you know, any more concerts or any more touring since he was diagnosed with Parkinson's a while back. Evidently, about 4 years ago, he was in an accident and he's just really had trouble kind of bouncing back from this. He says that, you know, he's totally humbled by the way people have been patiently holding on to their tickets, but that he, in good conscience, couldn't go on with the tour. He's 74, man. He's 74. He says his voice is fine. Well, you know, I don't know. I haven't heard him in a while. Luckily, he's got that kind of voice that it doesn't matter if you can understand him. So, you know, along the lines of Tom Petty and Bob Dylan, we don't understand what they're saying, but we can understand they're singing a little bit better. He's been just physically weak from 3 operations, stem cell treatments, physical therapy, and a hybrid assistive limb treatment, which uses a robotic exoskeleton to help improve movement and balance. I mean, dude, I'm surprised he was even considering it. Yeah, he says that he never imagined that his tour days would end like this. I'm surprised they've been going on that long. Dude, like, can you imagine people in their 70s? I know there's the Rolling Stones and all that, but, and Aerosmith, but, man, he can barely walk. I just feel bad for him. He had health problems back in 2019, which included a bad fall, which injured vertebrae in his neck. He's, you know, had solo success, but he was with Black Sabbath. I mean, amazing, amazing. And of course, a lot of people got to know him from the show The Osbournes. But man, they're talking about maybe trying to figure out some way of doing a concert where he won't have to travel so much because the traveling was just really taking a toll on him. Which makes me think, are they hinting that there's going to be maybe a residency somewhere? That seems to be the popular thing people are doing now. Aerosmith's doing it. Gosh, of course, you know, Celine Dion and Cher and you name it have done residencies in Las Vegas. That could be something he could do where he doesn't really have to travel. He could stay in one place and people come to them. That seems to be the trend with artists doing residencies and then with festivals, instead of festivals traveling, they do one big festival and you come to them. That seems to be the big deal right now. And there has been a new, like some leaks of sneak peeks and previews and some teasers of the Super Bowl commercials, which, you know, you got the Chiefs and the Eagles playing, the Chiefs and the Eagles, and I don't give a crap about either of those teams. I really could care less. I watch for the commercials and sometimes the halftime show. These last few halftimes I haven't given a crap about. But I will say, I did like the one with Snoop Dogg and all them. That surprised me how well I liked that. But I think it's Rihanna that's going to be doing it this year. I don't know who else. But some of these commercials, you're going to have, Steve Martin, Melissa McBride. You've got Alicia Silverstone. You've got the guys from Breaking Bad. So I'm imagining that these commercials are going to be hilarious, as they usually are. And I'm going to have a link attached to this that has some of these sneak previews of the commercials if you want to watch them and laugh along as I have. And something that shouldn't be funny, but to me is hilarious. Instagram model, I swear to God, hand to God, her name is Mary Magdalene. She has 38J breast implants. 38J. This chick is just, and I hate to even say this about another human being, but she's just a freak, man. She's got these tits that look like, I'm not joking, beach balls, like two beach balls. They're that freaking big. Her boobs were so big, she got bumped off of a plane because they thought it was like too, seductive wasn't the word they used, but basically inappropriate. I mean, there's just so much cloth her clothes have to cover these tits. And imagine what them bursting. Oh my God, they popped. She didn't say how, but that they popped. One of them, one boob has 5,000 cc's. 11 pounds pops. So she's basically got one uniboob and a bunch of saggy, tattooed skin. You know, she's this chick that, I mean, got her face. It's the most ridiculously huge lips you've ever seen. And supposedly, she's got maybe ass implants too. I don't know, because that much of her can't fit into one picture. So I have no idea. So with the popping of the boob, she's decided she's going to change her look and go back to something a little bit more natural. Let's hope to God she does. She's Canadian, which I thought Canadians had better sense. This is totally something an American would do. I don't know. So she was on a flight from Canada to Dallas. Big shock there. And, she got bumped because she looked too explicit. Dude, this picture, I mean, it's... No one needs boobs that big. Her back has to be killing her. It was probably her skin was stretched so much they were like, that's it. Ruptured. She's not saying what caused it, but she, like I said, she's considering reversing surgeries to other parts of her body, including her butt. Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. Man, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. Just because you can have gigantic lips. I mean, these lips look like just huge suction cups. They look like if she, you know, like put her lips against the glass, they would just be suctioned. Like they'd have to get a stick to pry her lips off to break the hold. Just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. You really shouldn't. And oh my God, 2023 has gone on its killing rampage. It's continued on what 2022 was trying to do. And Lisa Marie Presley, you know, just got buried last week, I think it was. And Priscilla is disputing her trust. So evidently, supposedly, Lisa Marie had filed, she had a living trust, which is kind of like in place of a will, or it's the same thing, or similar to a will, but she'd made an amendment back in 2016 that removed Priscilla and a former business manager's trustees and replaced them with her two older kids. Of course, this was before Benjamin died in 2022. Well, Lisa was going to leave it in, so that would mean that the one Riley would be the one in charge of everything. But Priscilla is like thinking these are not accurate. She says like there was a misspelling of Priscilla's name on the document, and that it was a atypical signature from what Lisa Marie Presley was known to have. And there was a lack of witnesses or notarization. So she's going to ask the judge to declare it an invalid document. Oh, so much going on here. Now, Benjamin died in 2020. And so Lisa has three surviving kids. Riley, who is a actress. And then she's got 14-year-old twins from her fourth husband. So she was laid to rest at Graceland. So sad. So sad. They still haven't said cause of death, but man, heart problems ran in that family. Elvis had heart issues. Of course, drugs did not help. I think his mother had heart issues and maybe other people in the family. And of course, Lisa, you know, she was kind of slurry and stuff at the one of the awards. Hey, you know, when you go through a major death, especially somebody that close, like your son, I mean, you're going to go into a crazy depression. I imagine that's something that, unless you've had that happen to you, it would make you a recluse, and you would probably turn to alcohol and drugs just to numb yourself from that pain. So I hope that didn't factor into her death, but I wouldn't blame her if it did. And then Flashdance fame, Irene Cara. They've said that she died from high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Ooh, that's her cause of death. It's arteriosclerotic and hypertensive cardiovascular disease. And said that she was also diabetic. Man, don't mess around with heart stuff. Now, she was 63 when she died in November in Florida. If you don't feel right, like I had a triple bypass almost 10 years ago. And I gotta tell you, do not fuck around with your heart. With me, I didn't have the arm pain or chest pain or jaw pain or anything like that. I felt like I had really bad heartburn. And it also felt like that elephant on your chest. Like I was short of breath. I just didn't feel right. Long story short, I went for a few days before I actually went to the doctor. Come to find out, the doctor told me, well, yeah, you've had a heart event. I'm like, heart event? That sounds fun. This is not fun. What? Are you saying I had a heart attack? He's like, well, you know, you had a small one. I go, that's kind of like saying that you're sort of pregnant. You either have a heart attack or you don't, you know? And then another person died today, Lanny Poffo. You may not know that name, but if you're a wrestling fan, you do. He died at the age of 68. Now, he was the younger brother of Randy Macho Man Savage. Hacksaw Jim Duggan had announced today that he died, the cause of death unknown at this time. But man, he made his way through like the All South Wrestling Alliance, and then was affiliated with the National Wrestling Alliance. He won a tag team championship with his father, Angelo. He was one of those people that he was almost call him a jobber. He was one of those people that when it was WWF, World Wrestling Federation, they called him Leaping Lanny Poffo. Or for a while, he wore like the college robe and little hat and called himself the Genius, which is hilarious. And yeah, he wrestled all kinds of people like Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan, Jim Neidhart, Ultimate Warrior, you name it. And he is inducted, he inducted his brother, Randy Macho Man Savage, into the Hall of Fame in 2015. Gave a really touching tribute to all the people that were attending. It's so sad. Like, you know, granted, 68, and then you had Christine McVie, who died a while back, a few months ago, 78. Yeah, they're older. Yeah, that's fine. People die when they get older. But man, I gotta tell you, it's almost like when you look at Rolling Stone magazine, it's almost like that's become an obituary now of people my age. It's like everybody that you knew and loved growing up is dying, and it is heartbreaking. So with that, grab the people you love, hug them tight, buy that album that you've been putting off buying, because you never know how long these people that you admire and love are going to be around, and enjoy the art that they put out into this world. Well, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed it, we've got some links below if you want to support this to kind of help me keep more of these on the air for you. I would love any kind of support you could give. And I'll also put links down below for those Super Bowl commercials so you can enjoy them as much as I did. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Laugh or Cry podcast. And come back and listen to me again.